Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Considering the average flu shot is 40 to 60% effective, today's announcement by Pfizer of a COVID-19 vaccine that's 90% effective is a great day for Earth's population. The study was conducted with nearly 44,000 people. 50 million doses will be available worldwide this year for the two-shot procedure, with more on the way. The markets are rallying at this hour after the news was announced. The Dow Jones is up 6.5%, hovering around 30,000 points. Russia has joined China in not congratulating Joe Biden for his self-proclaimed win of the presidential election. Both countries have said they will wait until the election results are official. At this time, zero states have certified their ballot counts, numerous lawsuits are pending, and some states don't have final numbers yet. Speaking at a regular press briefing in Beijing Monday, Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Wang Wenbin said that China had noted Biden's declaration of victory. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The battle for the Senate is all but certain to come down to Georgia, as the close race for Republican Senator David Perdue's seat likely heads to a runoff election. Perdue fell below 50% in his race against Democrat John Ossoff. When no candidate clinches a majority of the vote in Georgia, the top two vote-getters compete in a runoff, and that's going to take place on January 5th. With four uncalled races, the Senate breakdown currently sits at 48-48. Retail giant Walmart said on Friday it was selling its retail operations in Argentina to a South American supermarket chain and pulling back as that country struggles with an economic crisis. Walmart did not disclose the size of the deal involving more than 90 stores, but it said it would record about a $1 billion loss related to the sale in its fiscal third quarter. Tropical storm Etta is tracking near South Florida and may re-strengthen, possibly into a hurricane. Etta made landfall in Cuba early Sunday morning as a tropical storm. The center of Etta is now moving over the Florida Straits. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Plenty of games and upsets in the National Football League Sunday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has details.
The Pittsburgh Steelers moved to 8-0 on the year with a sloppy win over the Dallas Cowboys 24-19. That's the best start in franchise history for the Steelers. Patrick Mahomes caught fire again as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Carolina Panthers 33-31. Mahomes threw for 372 yards and four touchdowns. It's the second straight week he's thrown for four or more scores. The New Orleans Saints handed Tom Brady the worst loss of his career Sunday night, beating Tampa Bay 38-3. Saints quarterback Drew Brees threw for four touchdowns in the blowout. In other action, Baltimore beat Indianapolis 24-10. Buffalo held off Seattle 44-34. Miami prevailed over Arizona 34-31. Las Vegas beat the LA Chargers 31-26. And New England takes on the New York Jets tonight on Monday Night Football. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking ahead to the beginning of Week 10 for Thursday Night Football, the Colts travel to Nashville and take on the Titans, 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Congratulations to NASCAR driver Chase Elliott for winning the 2020 season Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona.
You know, I mean, all you can dream for is opportunity, and I've been very fortunate to have that over the years. you know, and that's all thanks to some great people. You know, my parents obviously have played a huge role. Past year's been tough. I lost my best friend about a year ago tonight. I lost my grandmother last year, and then all those things bring families closer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Maybe we should have listened a little bit closer when Joe Biden had kind of laid it out to everybody in saying that they had the best, they'd put together the best voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. And these are the same guys that did it for me and Barack, and we've got them in play. Maybe we should have taken notice. You know, it was so incredible that we thought, that can't be the case. Which anybody that's been anywhere close to politics and counting and poll numbers and the whole election process have found it to be quite suspicious. I happen to be in California right now, and if you remember in the midterms, there were seven seats that were hanging in the balance, some by as many as 30,000 votes, and people went to sleep and said, hey, the Republicans have held the seat. Well, doggone it, don't you know, about 2 days later, 30,000 votes happened to be manufactured. And, you know, that seat, as a case in point, was turned upside down and went from red to blue. And, of course, a lot of this had to do with ballot harvesting, which in the dark of night, Gavin Newsom and the comrades got together and said, hey, we're going to allow for ballot harvesting. And there's many, many states around the country that do this. I want to bring in our constitutional expert and the president and founder of the Rutherford Institute, Ballot Harvest, who joins us now. John, this is absolute madness. I mean, you and I talked last time, and I said, we're being set up for something here. And yeah. It just seems that this is really playing out even more so now. This is, this is for real. This isn't a joke. And this leads, according to your recent column, this gets us further down the road to a battlefield America that you've been, you know, sounding the alarm about for a long time.
Yeah, and I will say this, as long as I've been aware of what's going on since a young man, this is the worst I've ever seen in the country. I mean, I have never seen the disorganization, the hatred toward one another, and I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of that's manipulated by the government and by government officials and people who help work in the background of the government. Google, by the way, has for years been saying that they can run the system through artificial intelligence, and they're going to be doing it totally, they say, soon. So as we move in closer and closer to those kind of operations where you're having computers decide everything and someone from a central position in the universe, by the way, in our universe on planet Earth, deciding what's going on, I mean, it's going to be very, very difficult. So that's why I've really been pushing people to take over their local governments, push this stuff back, and start making our votes count. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the so-called Electoral College, which, again, I'm very mistrustful of that situation, too, because it seems like, you have Hillary Clinton part of the Electoral College for New York. You have to start wondering who in the world is running the show and start letting our votes count. I mean, the way that, and again, I've been in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years, filing lawsuits and fighting it. And the way that people in Washington, D.C. view the American people, they view us as data bits now, something that can be manipulated and controlled. And if you believe the mainstream media, too, I'd be very, very careful about that. Yeah. And there's recent information surfaced again about how the CIA and groups like that work with most of the mainstream media, writing articles, advising them on what to say and all that. You have to be careful. So people, use your brains. Use the intelligence that God's given you. The other thing that I think is really important, I'm emphasizing this with people right now, we've lost our Judeo-Christian moral system in this country.
Amen. Amen.
And that's going to destroy us if we don't get it back. And that is loving our neighbors, getting together in groups and looking at the power system and saying, we're not going to do this anymore.
That's right.
And doing it nonviolently. What's freaky, though, a recent poll just showed that 65% of college students now agree that violence and looting is justified in protest, that they can do it.
That's sick. That is totally sick.
That's a reason why. And I talk to these students a lot, and they go, we want to destroy. We want to, loot and kill, whatever. And they're being taught that. That's not something they have professors actually saying that they should be doing that. This country could go into total chaos. So I'm telling people, I'm trying to prepare people in all my writings and stuff, get ready, get prepared, because you may be seeing some crazy stuff coming down the track, and how you react is going to be really important.
Without a doubt. And, John, I agree with you. God being taken out of the public discourse. But that's, that's what communists do. This is what socialists do. I mean, for some people, they hear, oh, you called me a communist. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you are what you do. And then going back to what you said earlier, two other points. Benjamin Franklin himself said it's the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. And we have been given so much reason and so many reasons to question authority. This whole polling fiasco, I mean, we could do days of follow-up on what a mess this has been again. And this has been all manufactured. It's been purposeful. But the other thing, and this may be sounding a little too simplistic, and let's go back to the Constitution, and that has been how we've turned our back, in a sense, on our First Amendment right on so many levels, whether it's free speech, expression of our faith, that the government is not supposed to impede in any manner. But here it is. We have been controlled by the language that we speak. We can't challenge authority. We can't even challenge one another without being sued and, all kinds of other problems going. I mean, it's just ridiculous where we are right now, and we're at each other's throat. Like you said, there's no basis for unity, and something has got to give. We see a little bit of this, but some of this is manufactured. I mean, something truly at the core and heart and soul. I mean, Joe Biden talks about, the soul of our nation. I those are just words for him. He doesn't really understand what he's saying,
I don't either. I mean, it shows you that not the smart, I'd say most intelligent people are running the government, to be honest with you, and they're not running the government. That's more this idea that the deep state came when the FBI leaked that memo 5 years ago saying that there was this group called the 74 Group of Deep State that runs things, and that's basically true. It's 585 billionaires, and a Princeton study showed that very clearly. We're ruled by an oligarchic elite who doesn't have very high view of the American people or the government. They want to control everything, and they are controlling it through the politicians in Washington, D.C. I've had former NSA agents tell me that same thing that have read my books and have met with me. They say the same thing. They say, John, it's worse than you thought. And this was the amazing thing. When I had one of the agents refer to the president as Oz, and I went, wait a second here. Why did you call him Oz? And he looked at me and went, have you seen the movie?
Yeah, The Wizard.
And I went, yeah. He said, that's the president. And I went, uh-oh. And but here's the thing is, what did James Madison say? We ought to mistrust all those in power, the guy who wrote our Bill of Rights.
Yes.
And that's the first duty of a patriot. And Thomas Paine said it maybe best. He said, it's the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government.
Yep, there it is. Well,
you
know, our
want
Constitution.
To be a patriot,
yeah.
Yeah,
our Constitution opens with "We the People." That's a commandment, really, John. When
that's
you think
a commandment,
about it,
yeah. And the other one is "In God We Trust," not
yes.
"Government We Trust." In God We Trust.
Hey, we're breaking it down further, ladies and gentlemen, at the very, really, truly, the heart and soul of the issues that we're dealing with here in America, and why you're seeing the fruit of our patriotism on full display right now, and why we can't seem to count our votes. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We're talking about a very narrow margin in these states that will invite litigation. So people that expect this to be over are truly deluding themselves. And believe me, this is going to make Florida look like a walk in the park if everything is going to turn on Pennsylvania.
Well, it's Jonathan Turley with his advice and what he's seeing that's going on when it comes to the legal angle, John Whitehead. We, as I said, we've been set up for this. Democrats have been saying for quite a while that they envisioned a military force going into the White House and removing Donald Trump. And people are, well, how could that happen? Why would that even happen? Well, wow, here we are today. The pollsters got it all wrong. We were all set up to believe that there was going to be this incredible blue wave that was going to take over everything. They got it wrong again. And meanwhile, what the Democrats had been doing in all these previous elections in terms of, interference, I mean, all this kind of kabuki stuff, we're all concerned about Russian interference. And I've been yelling and screaming, going, what about the domestic interference that's been going on? And you touched on a couple of light things, but I mean, seriously, what Zuckerberg and Dorsey and, what Google have been doing. I mean, Google CEO, president on election night 2016 said this will never happen again. And this was Donald Trump being reelected. They were going to do everything. And just as you said, as AI continues to take over our lives in ways that we can't even imagine how subtle it is. One of the high tech guys said, Zuckerberg in the middle of the night can send out a tweet. There's no, there's no trace of it. And he can influence millions of votes with one little tweet and you wouldn't know anything about it. And you're going to tell me they didn't do this, especially during this election?
Of course they're doing it, but too, if you do the same thing, they will make sure you never get on Facebook again. And that's the thing. I mean, Facebook has taken down millions of posts in the last 6 months of people who object or disagree, and they don't want that. And like you said, Google, Facebook, they all work together. Mm-hmm. And they work together with the people who basically the bureaucrats that run the government. I mean, it's very difficult being a president today anyway because there are over 400 federal agencies. Right. So how are you going to run those things?
Exactly.
You're going to have assistance here, assistance there, whatever. And, the government's gotten so big, and again, that's where I've been emphasizing, let's reduce the federal government, push it back, get rid of all these crazy taxes. The average American pays more in taxes than for food, clothing, and medical care in a year.
Mm-hmm. And, well, get ready with a Biden regime.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here come the taxes.
Here come the taxes. You're going to get... I mean, they want your money. That's basically all that they look at. So I'm saying that when you have someone, some of these people wanting the global government, such as Bill Gates and Zuckerberg, they all would like to have that in Google. They want the global government, and that's what they're pushing to move forward to. And they want control. And when you see all this crazy stuff that we're seeing, the pandemic, all the freaking out over that and stuff like that, and all the stuff that we're seeing across the country, we're going into total chaos. And I'm just telling people it's time to learn your Constitution, get into your local governments right now, clean up your electoral process. You can do it, but you have to stop watching 150 hours of television a month, which are the average American watches, and get active in your politics. Otherwise, they're going to turn you into a robot. Everything's going to go virtual. They would like to keep you in your homes, by the way.
Right.
They just feed you information. Feed you information so they can control you. Whoever has the information source is the control. That's why I'm telling people, by the way, go to multiple sources. Don't believe what some talking head is saying. Go read some articles that contradict the talking head. Don't believe that.
This is a time for courage, John. If America ever needed courage, America needs to come together, and we gotta warrior up against this madness. Speaking truth to power and not having your voice squashed. I mean, one of the things I heard repeatedly on election night, which I thought was quite, because I'm a marketing guy and I look at these kind of things and look at key metrics that influence. And though you had, in Arizona, imagine a 96 mile car parade in Arizona. 96 miles, John, in support of Donald Trump. I mean, and so you had that going out. And then by the same token, you had people, as they're trying to do the analysis and why the pollsters got it wrong is because people were too shy. They were afraid, to say that they were supporting Donald Trump. And there might be some truth to that. But that in any kind of movement or a passage of a message or support, a lot of this stuff comes anecdotally where your neighbor may say, hey, who are you voting voting for? Well, I'm voting for Donald. Oh, you're an idiot or whatever. And, or, you know, and then you say, okay, I better not say anything. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Oh, good. You know, or I mean, you know, I might tell you, I support Biden when, you know, he's the last person I would support only because I just want to keep my neighbor quiet. I don't want to get into a fight with anybody, but because people aren't speaking that, then we have this, you know, this idea, it squashes, it suppresses the vote. It suppresses people's opinion in the public square. And a lot of that, I mean, they're going to look back. I mean, sociologists and people that do this are going to look back in this specific period of time and go, wow, man, these guys were corralled like a bunch of lab mice by the mob.
Yeah, we're becoming mind slaves, okay? Mm. That's exactly what it's Operation Mind Control, and it's coming out of government hierarchy. But the other thing that I'm warning people about, too, the vaccine's coming, and they may have forced vaccinations.
Yes.
I think Biden's obviously would be in favor of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for that, too. I mean, they're going to be forcing people, probably, and pushing people to get vaccinations, and we do not know what's in those things. But a couple of top physicians have come out and said they're warning people about what may be in those vaccinations, artificial RNA and all that weird stuff, messing with your DNA. And
how would we know, John? How would we know what's in that stuff?
You're just going to have to read. I mean, some of the stuff and some of the people I'm listening to talk are giving some good information out there, but it's basically, there's going to be from aborted fetuses in some of the vaccinations. I mean, I've told people right now I'm not doing a vaccination. The question is, do you have bodily integrity? And that's one thing at the Rutherford Institute we're arguing for. We're going to be doing a paper pretty soon, giving people an idea how they can resist these things. But we are human beings. We should be treated with great worth and dignity. Again, that's the Judeo-Christian concept
exactly.
of being a human being. Mm-hmm. We're not mind slaves. We're not data bits. We are people with great worth and dignity. And we're not slaves of the government. And don't do the Heil, whatever, Hitler, whatever you do to the government. Always mistrust government because what does the Bible say? People sin. They do bad things. How many times have you seen government officials, folks, violate the law over and over and over and over, locally, whatever, nationally, whatever? And but again, I think that the only hope we have in this country is Washington, D.C. is not going to listen to a thing you say.
Exactly.
I mean, we've got to get control of local governments.
Well, John, we had people running for office that in the middle of running for office, they're having an affair with somebody. I mean, the moral breakdown and look at how many votes he got.
Oh,
I mean, amazing. You got Ilhan Omar. I mean, catch her group on tape, ballot harvesting. I mean, the one guy says, well, I got a car full of ballots here. And there's also evidence she married her brother. There's also election fraud that went, you know, back, in, you know, 2 years ago when she was elected the first time. And it's like, you know, she goes on and like nobody says anything. It just keeps on happening. Of course, she gets reelected. It's like, wait a minute, this is absolute madness that we are allowing somebody who, I mean, even like the Democrats, and just even on the surface, basically want to replace the Constitution with that 110-page manifesto that Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden agreed to. I mean, if you've read that, 110 pages, you're going, what the heck over? And this is what America wants. I mean, forget about the U.S. Constitution. All of a sudden, Joe Biden, who plagiarizes everything, and Bernie Sanders, who we know only knows the things that lead to communism. Oh, we want to follow their lead, right?
Yes, mistrust all those in government. That's what James Madison said, folks. Do that, and you can have freedom.
Well, as you say always, and I've quoted you often, John, it's knowledge, right? It's all about knowledge.
Education
that
precedes action, yes.
Amen,
Education. Get educated, folks.
Yeah, get your hands on his book, Battlefield America, available at all the usual places. And, John, where can the folks go and support the efforts of the Rutherford Institute?
You can go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, sign up to get our newsletters and stuff. You know, you read them, and you know what we do. So we're trying to kick butt for freedom.
Amen. Education's power, ladies and gentlemen, and starts with each one of us. John Whitehead, thank you, buddy.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Considering the average flu shot is 40 to 60% effective, today's announcement by Pfizer of a COVID-19 vaccine that's 90% effective is a great day for Earth's population. The study was conducted with nearly 44,000 people. 50 million doses will be available worldwide this year for the two-shot procedure, with more on the way. The markets are rallying at this hour after the news was announced. The Dow Jones is up 6.5%, hovering around 30,000 points. Russia has joined China in not congratulating Joe Biden for his self-proclaimed win of the presidential election. Both countries have said they will wait until the election results are official. At this time, zero states have certified their ballot counts, numerous lawsuits are pending, and some states don't have final numbers yet. Speaking at a regular press briefing in Beijing Monday, Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Wang Wenbin said that China had noted Biden's declaration of victory. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Cheryl Chumley joins us now. Her brand new book, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise on America or America Will Fall. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Cheryl, boy, you and I are joined on the hip on this whole issue. I mean, what it really comes down to is the church has always been the freedom force of America, and the church has been slapped down. It's amazing to see in this era of COVID how powerless the church has become when the church was originated by Jesus Christ himself, and he said the gates of hell could not prevail against it. I guess maybe the gates of hell couldn't prevail, but maybe COVID could.
Yeah, COVID led by overreaching government could.
Without a doubt.
You know, this nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. This is the nation where believers stood strong. The Black Robe Regiment, where, you know, the fighting pastors who would preach and then pull their robes off and go out and fight the British, and their congregations would run with them. And to be shut down by a virus because the government says you have to, that is a little darkness, a dark shadow over America. And honestly, Christians, those who know better, need to stand stronger and bolder for American rights right now.
Without a doubt. Cheryl, we're starting to see more pastors come together. I know in Southern California there was a good article about Jack Gibbs leading a front. Another pastor friend of mine in Anaheim Hills, California, has got about a network of 150 pastors. So they're starting, you know, to embolden and encourage one another, you know, to fight the good fight, that they cannot fold their tents, that they are, you know, in a sense, they are the bastion of freedom for this country. Country, are they not?
Absolutely. Absolutely the bastion of freedom. And you don't even have to be a believer. You could be an atheist and you still benefit from having a thriving church, a strong church in this country, because that's where our individual freedoms stem. Without a thriving church, what you have is a nation headed toward communism, because as the concept of rights coming from God, not government, dim, what you have is biggest government encroaching further and further to fill that void. And this is why communist countries always want an atheist population, because they want to be the provider for all, and ultimately they want the worship of the people.
And that has been
a strong church.
Exactly. And that has been the history of any of these ism movements, socialism, communism. That's what they do. They, you know, take away your God, and of course, dangerously. I mean, you look at, you know, just the Democratic Party, you know, years ago, and I'll never forget when the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, was leading the charge at the Democratic Convention when they decided to take God out of their platform. And there wasn't unanimity in that vote. He assumed it, and they did a voice vote, and it was clear that they were not in agreement. They weren't even close. But he went ahead and assumed that was the case, and they took God out of their platform. And look at the Democratic Party today. It is in shambles, and we may find out after everything is said and done, Cheryl, when all the tally comes in for this 2020 decision, that we're still in the midst of, because this is going to go on for days because of what some of the courts have decided to do in counting the ballots. But the reality of the destructive commitments that the Democratic Party have executed, I believe, will come back and roost upon them, and they may find themselves like Bill Clinton. That's even if there's still any kind of faction of the Democratic Party that hasn't been, you know, put into total shambles. But if you remember, it was at the midterms when Bill Clinton realized that, they got beat so badly, and Newt Gingrich had convinced him that, the party was over, and it convinced the country. And these were based on God-given principles that Newt Gingrich had presented to the people, and Bill Clinton had no other choice but to say the era of big government was over, remember?
I do remember that. And, you know, if there could be a ray of sunshine coming from this whole coronavirus debacle and chaos and overreaching of government by executive orders, it's this. It can serve as the wake-up call that Americans need, that freedom-loving Judeo-Christians Americans need to get back in the political and, more importantly, the cultural battle. Because
exactly.
It's the culture that really leads the politics, and it's the culture that Christians have been way too quiet on for so many years, leading to a whole nation of youth being educated in public schools to hate America, to hate capitalism, to hate individual freedoms, to hate the whole idea of rights coming from God, not government. So it's these principles that we need to gear up and fight for, because that's what keeps the socialists at bay.
Without a doubt. Well, we say that politics is downstream of the culture. And to your point, we need the church to make sure that the porridge is balanced out. It was like when Paul was given poison porridge. He says, give me the good stuff so he could dilute it. And that's what we're lacking. And we're lacking that clear voice and demand for truth. That's only going to come from the church, because that is a derivative from God himself. And we abandon the truth. Well, then our moral stabilities, our moral moorings are unstable, and we're flopping around like a hot air balloon with a hole in it. And we wonder why we're in chaos right now.
Right. We just bend in the wind. Discernment is what's needed. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it, actually in my book, Socialists Don't Sleep, that's what I seek to educate people on, to recognize the seeds of socialism, the little subtle, sneaky ways that socialism sneaks into our culture and then politics before they actually take root, grow, and spread. And
mm-hmm.
I think that we're great at responding to socialism. We're great at responding to the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's when they become elected. But the idea is to keep them from getting elected, right?
Right.
We want to keep socialism away before it takes root. And so this is where we need to gear up and educate ourselves on the fight. And you're right, reading the Bible gives you that discernment, but then you need other tools. Hopefully socialists don't sleep is one of them, to put that into pragmatic practice in politics and American culture.
And Cheryl, I appreciate chapter one, Forgetting Our Roots, because, you know, again, going back into biblical terms, one of the biggest lies that came out of the garden was, did God really say? So the roots of their faith system was questioned, and Adam and Eve didn't have the right answer. They gave the wrong answer, and as a result, we know we're paying the price for it today. But that's the same idea and the same system that's used in order to uproot those original values that hold together. And, I mean, here we are for 240 years, what the pilgrims gave us and what our founding fathers were able to assemble in this incredible document, the U.S. Constitution, which I believe is a failing of many of its citizens, that we need to read this. And I encourage my listeners, Cheryl, that at least several times a year on important days, like whether you know it's a Memorial holiday or 4th of July holiday or Veterans Day, that you sit down with you know, people you're partying with, having hot dogs and hamburgers with, and read the Constitution together. It's a fast read, but a very powerful read, and it reconnects us with our foundings and also reminds us of how our elected officials are falling short.
I join you in that encouragement. I think every American ought to read the Constitution once, twice, or more a year. Read it to your children, because the school systems teach it as if it's an inherently racist document worthy of doing away with. And we should also read the Declaration of Independence, make that a 4th of July event every year, because these are the great documents that solidify in our minds that American exceptionalism is there for a reason, and it does so much to counter the indoctrination that our youth get in public schools that says America is not exceptional. America is actually worse than any other nation in the world, and America is evil and needs to be changed. If you read these documents, first off, you see how far we've strayed through your own eyes, but then you're able to teach your children the actual words of founding fathers and what they meant, and in that way keep the spirit alive of America, because America is not just a parcel of land, it's a spirit. It's a spirit of godly governance, and that's what we need to fight to keep.
Well said. She's the author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Cheryl Shumley is with us, and our conversation will continue after this. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're talking to the author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Also has her own podcast because she's not busy enough. And what else do you do in your spare time, Cheryl?
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we got to give a plug to the podcast. I mean, come on.
Yes, please. Bold yes. And blunt.
Yes.
It is.
I love that. And the reason that Cheryl and I get along so well, because we're committed to the same thing. That's pursuing the truth no matter where it leads from a biblical worldview. Because, you've got to anchor your belief system in something. If not, you are going to be, tossed around by the waves. And we've seen that happen, during this current election cycle, not like never before. You know, I thought it was quite interesting, Cheryl. I've said to my kids often, and they hear it. In fact, they can repeat it even when I start to say it. It is experience that defines preference. And I believe what we're starting to see, even amongst the young people in America today, is through this COVID experience, they're starting to connect the dots, I'm sensing, to realize that, to be locked down, to be told you're going to wear a mask, that there's going to be this mandate, or you're going to have the mask Nazis coming after you. This is becoming a potential reality that's been on, full demonstration by these radical, particularly these Democratic governors. What do you say?
Absolutely. And I think out of this frustration comes the question, why? And once people start asking why, that's great, because that opens the doors to thinking and making connections to what's going on behind the scenes and what's going on right in front of their faces. You know, if you start asking why all the COVID crackdowns and all the COVID shutterings of businesses and churches, you'll see very quickly that it's not by law, it's by executive order, which is another way of saying I am the law, which is very un-American. And once you start making those connections, then hopefully that develops a little sense of outrage, and that leads to actual action. That's where the fight comes from. And the only connection that matters ultimately for the saving of America, though, is the one that leads back to God. No. Because if we just make the connection insofar as voting Republican versus Democrat or this candidate versus another candidate, that's short term. We need to make the link where it all leads back to God being in charge so that our God-given rights are recognized and that government is naturally put in its subservient role.
And that's when it's truly sustainable. I love what you said about why. And I want to remind everybody that is one of the number one questions that scientists ask. So you're being very scientific when you ask why, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you should. In America, it's the people who are the government. We're not sheep led to stay in our homes without the ability to question even scientists who have higher degrees than we do. We are the government, and we should all be asking why. And if we don't get the answer that we want to that question why, we should follow it up with, who are you to say? Because that's the key idea that means that we recognize our individual rights come from God. And when we say, who are you to say, obviously that person is not God, so that puts that person in the position of explaining why they are the authority on this issue or that issue.
Yeah, that's another three-letter word, who. Who is who? And who are they to say? And they said a lot of things that lacked validity, but yet today Facebook relies on the WHO to be the standard. So if you say anything, you question anything about COVID, and if it doesn't line up with the values and principles of the WHO, which gave us bad information from the get-go, then you're canceled.
You are canceled. I've been canceled. Not from Facebook yet, but from LinkedIn. I had 10,000 connections, another 10,000 followers, and I was writing furiously, questioning the so-called science about the coronavirus and the shutdowns and the numbers and the reporting from the hospitals. And finally, at one point, people complained, the left complained, and LinkedIn, powers who be, checked out a couple of my opinion pieces, mind you, opinion pieces based on facts. But still labeled clearly commentaries, and they deemed them fake news and booted me from LinkedIn. That was months ago.
Right.
So, the censorship is alive and well, but that still doesn't take you away from the responsibility as an American citizen to educate yourself and to use your voice to fight.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, this is really what it comes down to. God empowers you to exercise self-responsibility. And without God, because when you are self-responsible, you know, think about that. Think about the level of accountability, how important it is for you to be honest. But if you're disconnected from God, well, then guess what? You can see things according to your own eyes and do as you darn well please. And now here we are today dealing with, these antithetical anarchists that are on the streets of America destroying our businesses, destroying jobs and communities. This is absolutely heartbreaking, Cheryl.
It is absolutely heartbreaking. And, I wonder, Bill, how much of this would have been, would not have happened, would we not be experiencing right now, if you reel back time a decade, say, or just even 5 years, and Christians are more active and vocal in politics. I hear a lot from Christians about the biblical teachings that Christians are supposed to live in this world, but not of this
world.
And that Christians are supposed to obey the leaders that God has anointed and so forth. I think those are cop-outs, because if you live in this world and don't actively participate in the government, what that does is it feeds this world to evil.
Mm-hmm.
And in this country, we don't have a king, so citing biblical teachings that say we're supposed to obey our leaders that God's anointed and appointed, we are the government. We are an of, by, and for the people form of government, which demands that we as individuals actively participate. There's no opt-out for Christians. In fact, we need more Christians involved in politics, not fewer.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing that's amazing to me, Cheryl, is that and why we posted on our website throughout the season FRC's parallel description of the party platform so people could vote their values, because you have too many people, particularly, Christians that, vote for a particular party and they have no idea that they're voting in conflict with their very values. I mean, they say, look, we believe in life. I'm a Christian. And then they vote Democrat. And you go, wait, you can't square that up.
Well, that's because you have leaders of that particular party claiming to be Christians as they actively support and even campaign for abortion rights. So it just, you have to be educated.
Yeah, and it drives me nuts, Cheryl. I mean, frankly, here you got, I was born and raised Catholic, okay, and you got Nancy Pelosi, you know, leader of the House, and, you know, there's some churches won't give her communion, you know, obviously. Joe Biden, one commentator said he's a practicing Catholic, and I said he needs more practice. and I mean that sincerely, you know, because it's just, you know, as a Catholic, I mean, I want to be held to a higher standard. I want, you know, everybody, because we're in this. I mean, in, people of faith, it's like either we take our faith seriously and we're willing to do and believe that God did say it, and we're going to be obedient to this, because, you know, right now, one of the big movements that has been happening, Cheryl, is people are praying in numbers that have been unprecedented because of where America is right now. It doesn't take a genius. We look at all this stuff. I mean, you read the Old Testament and you see how the nation of Israel was, you know, was judged, and God had to judge them. And when you look at what they were doing in forms of idolatry, sacrificing their children, you go, this could be America. This is America today, and God's judged Israel. And but by God's grace and his forbearance, in every way possible, we should be judged. But because of God's love and his forbearance, we're not doing that. But I believe that we are on the brink of judgment. And his will be done. As I talked with Jonathan Kahn, and I said, in saying that, in God's will be done, his will is his will. It's not, you know, we may want a different, you know, we might want a different way to do it, but God is large and in charge. He is sovereign. He's in control. And for those of faith who are committed to that, we've surrendered to God's sovereignty. And we also see that, you know, judgment, I just say judgment is around the corner. And all we can do at this point is what they did for the return several weeks ago in D.C. and Franklin Graham's march for peace and for God's mercy and prayer. You know, as Chronicles 7:14, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that we pray, that we humble ourselves and pray to God. And we've got to change. We've got to turn from our wicked ways and ask God for forgiveness, because he says that he is faithful to hear our prayers and will heal our land. And look where we are right now. I mean, we can't do this in and of ourselves. All these problems, I mean, you know, Cheryl, there's 64 in California, there's 64 gender choices now. How do you reconcile that within the context of your own humanity without God?
Yeah, it's impossible. And prayer is absolutely crucial to saving this nation. But I would further that and say repentance is even more crucial. And you said it. You just didn't use that word. You said.
Well, that's part. That's part of Second Chronicles 7:14 is that spirit of repentance. People are praying for revival, but you can't have revival without repentance.
No, you can't. And what that's going to take is even some really bold Christians going out on a limb and calling for that, because there may be a lot of people praying right now, but I bet not all of those people praying for America are willing to take that hard stand to go against things that have been solidified in policy and politics in recent years that go, you know, just completely against God's will.
Cheryl Shumley has been with us. Cheryl, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Always good to visit with you.
Bill, thank you, and God bless.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.